France's Beau breaks with ECB's Lagarde on digital euro. Denis Beau, first deputy governor of the Banque de France, publicly broke with European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde on May 12, 2026, calling for the mobilization of a privately issued tokenized euro rather than relying solely on an ECB-led digital euro. The remarks reported by CoinDesk surface a rare open split inside the euro system on how Europe should respond to the rise of dollar stablecoins. Beau argued that commercial bank money, tokenized and issued by regulated private institutions, should sit at the center of Europe's on-chain payment future. That framing is at odds with Lagarde's repeated public position that a retail digital euro issued by the ECB is needed to preserve monetary sovereignty as US dollar stablecoins push deeper into European payment flows. A rare public split inside the euro system. The Banque de France is one of the 20 national central banks that make up the euro system alongside the ECB. National governors and their deputies usually align their public messaging with Frankfurt on flagship projects like the digital euro. Beau choosing this moment to break ranks is the signal worth pricing in. It tells policymakers, banks, and stablecoin issuers that the design fight inside Europe is far from settled. Lagarde's case, repeated in speeches over the past year, is that without a public ECB-issued digital euro, Europe risks what she has called digital dollarization, the slow displacement of euro payment rails by USDC, USDT, and other dollar-pegged tokens. Her preferred answer is a retail central bank digital currency that any euro area resident can hold directly, alongside a wholesale rail for institutions. Beau's pitch points the other way. Instead of building a retail liability of the ECB, mobilize the commercial banking system to issue tokenized deposits and a regulated private euro stablecoin layer. The central bank's role becomes settlement and supervision, not direct retail issuance. Inside Beau's private tokenized euro mobilization pitch read in plain terms, Beau is asking for three things. First, banks and licensed issuers should be allowed and encouraged to issue tokenized euro deposits and regulated euro stablecoins on public and permissioned ledgers. Second, those instruments should clear on a wholesale central bank money rail so that interbank settlement still happens in the ECB's books. Third, this should move now, in parallel with, not after, the slower retail digital euro project. That sequencing matters. The ECB's retail digital euro is still in a preparation phase, with no firm launch date and ongoing political pushback over privacy and disintermediation of banks. A private tokenized euro layer built on existing MICA stablecoin rules could be live and competing with dollar stablecoins inside Europe before any ECB-issued retail token reaches consumers. Stakes for stablecoins and on-chain payments. Europe already has a working stablecoin framework under MICA, euro-denominated tokens like EURC from Circle, and a handful of bank-issued pilots exist, but their combined circulation is a rounding error next to USDT and USDC. If the Banque de France line wins inside the euro system, expect a faster green light for bank-issued euro tokens, more aggressive licensing of euro stablecoin issuers, and clearer rules for using these tokens in retail and merchant payments. For crypto users in the euro area, the practical difference is whether the next decade of on-chain euro payments runs through one ECB-controlled token or through a competitive layer of regulated private tokens settling in central bank money. The first model concentrates risk and control. The second spreads issuance across banks and supervised non-banks, but leans on private credit and reserve quality. Card programs and wallets sit downstream of this fight. A live private euro stablecoin layer would give EU-focused stablecoin spending cards a real local token to settle in, instead of routing euro spend through dollar-denominated stables. Issuers serving customers across Germany, France, and other euro area markets would gain a regulatory clean way to keep balances in euro and avoid FX exposure on day-to-day spending. The political read Beau is not freelancing. The Banque de France has been one of the most active wholesale CBDC experimenters in Europe, running trials with private tokenized assets and bank-issued tokens for years. His remarks are a coordinated push from Paris to widen the conversation beyond Lagarde's retail-first frame, The next pressure points are the ECB Governing Council meetings later this quarter and the European Parliament's continued review of the digital euro legislative file. Watch for other national central banks, particularly those with strong domestic banking lobbies, to either echo Bo's framing or close ranks behind Lagarde. Public silence from Berlin or The Hague would itself be a tell.